Hey everyone, devotion for May the 6th, 2020. In keeping with the idea about Mother's Day being Sunday, we're going to look at Proverbs 31 today. Now we're only going to pick out a couple of important parts of the entire section, so I won't read it for you. I hope that when we do these podcasts that you are reading from your own Bible. But I'll share with you a verse. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. When you look at the phrase virtuous wife in the original language, it means valor, strength, influence. When it is referring to men, they can be characteristics such as strong for war, able to judge, or righteous. In women, it's used of virtuous character, but it's the same word. And the idea of strength is often used to imply the ability to influence financially. Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31, is actually a poem, and each line begins with the first letter of a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. In English, it may read something like this: She is awesome. Virtuous wife is brave, a wonderful wife is caring, is a delight. All descriptive terms of my wife. So if you see her, tell her I said so, please. Now several authors think that Solomon wrote this proverb and that it came from Bathsheba. In verse 1 of Proverbs 31 in the Bible that I use, we read the word the utterance. Now, other Bibles may have the word sayings or words or even prophecy. And the root word or the word in the original language means an oracle or, interestingly enough, burden. Now think about that for just a moment. I do believe that Solomon wrote this. But as I was reading this, I was having a hard time putting the puzzle pieces together until I stumbled upon author John Phillips, who I think really helped me. And I'm not going to bore you with all of the pages from his commentary. It's a very good book. But this is what I gleaned from it. If there ever was a queen who bore a burden for her son and future king, Bathsheba would be that queen. Bathsheba has seen firsthand what life in the palace was like. She knew well some of the pitfalls of being married to a king. She knew that the characteristics that she wanted in her future daughter-in-law and possibly her future queen, as well as a wife for her son, that she would need these characteristics to survive. So what type of characteristics are they? Well, I think you could encompass the entire proverb by saying wisdom. She is wise at home. When you read this proverb, you find that this lady was busy. In fact, the virtuous woman was literally busy day and night for herself as well as her household. She met the needs of her family and those who worked under her. She looked after her home. Not only did she direct the traffic at home, she also had a life outside of the home. As I read this passage again today, I also see a woman who travels, who manufactures items, who oversees a supply line, who runs a distribution chain. I see a woman who designs and markets products, as well as someone who is involved in sales. She would be a real estate developer, maybe even a house flipper with her own reality TV show. She is also an investor. With the profits that she makes, she reinvests that profit. This person, the person pictured in this proverb, this virtuous wife, is well-educated, wise, industrious, and family-oriented. Too often today, we are presented with a false division. You are either, quote-unquote, a stay-at-home mom, And by the way, some of you who have been working from home now, you have a better understanding of just how difficult that job can be, especially with little ones at home. We're also told that you either stay at home or you work outside the home, but you don't do both. And I think that's a false division. Because when you read this psalm, it becomes clear to me that Bathsheba, and we're going to assume that she gave it to Solomon, was a person who really understood who she was. She understood who God made her to be. So as Mother's Day approaches, do you know, and this goes for men and or women, do you know how God wired you? Do you know who God made you to be? Do you stay at home? Awesome! As Paul would say, do it as unto the Lord. Do you work outside the home? Great! Again, do it as unto the Lord. In either case, your community, your employer, your children, and or your husband will rise up and call you blessed and sing your praises. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.